the court. When this ends in a punch-up with Will, he is grounded for a week, forcing him to delay his date with Daisy. Daisy finds she has problems of her own when she is shocked to discover her mother is coming to teach at Tapley.
Never forget, surprise is the best form of attack, and never more so than when you're serving. The serve is the centerpiece of one's game, and a good one is vital to real success. When you serve, you are at a complete advantage. You dictate pace, position, and power, the three P's. Yes, you may laugh, but I can't emphasize enough the confidence it can give to the rest.
Kite Asset Theatre Company presents 15 Love, Episode 3. At Tapley Hall Tennis School, Jake has been losing his temper both on and off
your game. If you can do this, you'll be well on your way to winning the Bournemouth Junior Classic.
15 Love. 15 Love. 15, 15, 15, love,
15,
love.
I'm determined to go out in a blaze of glory by...
Thank you. Thank you.
...letting another one of those belting forehands.
15, 15, 15, love,
15, love. And 15, exit into the net.
But I'll be able to go into greater detail about this next week when we'll be having individual sessions. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Do you want to go and get a drink?
Excuse me, Rosemary. I'd really like to ask you about my second serve. I'm having a bit of trouble.
It's Gina, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll look into that next week. Daisy, could I have a word with you?
Okay.
What do you think you're playing at? I've been here 3 days and you still haven't said a civil word to me. Are you going to keep this up for the rest of the term?
I might have to.
What do you mean?
Why didn't you warn me that you were going to teach here? Do you know how I found out? One of the girls came running in and said the great Rosemary Kavanagh is coming to Tapley Hall. I then had to tell them that you were my mother.
Is that such a dreadful thing, darling? Anyone would think you were ashamed of me.
I'm ashamed to think that I was the last one to know about your teaching here. Why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, darling. I thought I was acting in your best interest. I didn't realize you'd be so upset. But now I'm here, let's make the best of it, eh?
Where have you been these last few weeks? I've been phoning you nearly every night.
Daisy, you know how busy my schedule
is. But I've had something important to discuss with you.
Oh?
I've had an approach about sponsorship. This fashion company have written to me. I've had a word with Hillary. She thinks it's a good idea, but I need your consent, and that's why I've been trying to get hold of you.
Oh, that's wonderful news, darling. Of course you must go ahead. They're very pleased with you here. Mike Shale thinks you're easily the best of the girls.
Oh, Mama, what are you saying?
My golden girl. Won't be long now. You've got it all before you.
Mum, you won't show me up in front of the others, will you?
Of course not, darling. You know I'm here only for you. We're going to have such fun together.
I am the champion. I am the champion.
Put a sock in it, Will.
Come on, drown him.
If I hadn't stopped to help that little old lady across the road...
What little old lady,
I'd
Jake?
I'd have come in first.
Ah, you're all jealous. Out my way, peasants. The champ must get his towel.
Don't you mean chump?
15 miles, no bother.
Oh, we'll never hear the end of this. It was only a cross-country run, for God's sake.
Come on, lads, a bit of credit. I was back a good 5 minutes before you.
You did hitch a lift with that delivery van halfway round, Will.
You can take the piss all you like. Fact is, I am the champion. What are you doing? Lee, what's he doing?
I think it's called shaving, Will.
Hey, of course. Tonight's the big night. The big date with Daisy Otto.
Yes, I know. Some girls have all the luck.
What film are you going to see?
Ghost.
Wasn't that on last week? When you were grounded? When the programme have changed since then?
Damn. Didn't think of that. Anyone got a paper?
Here, I'll check. Hey, Odeon Cinema, Saturday night, 7:30 programme. Oh, yes, you'll enjoy this, Jake. It's right up your street. It's an all-time favourite. Bambi.
Oh, you're kidding. Here, let me see. I don't believe it. This is all your fault, O'Hara. You got me grounded.
You beat me up, you deserved it.
I'll tell you who deserved it. That creep, Lou Carson.
I got under your skin, didn't he? What are you planning to do your next session with a shrink? Headbutt him?
I'll think of something. Never mind. Once Daisy gets a whiff of my new aftershave, she won't be watching the film.
No, she'll have passed it with the pong.
What are you doing now?
I know you're not very worldly wisely, but this, for your information, is called hair gel. And when you're old enough to have a date of your own, you may borrow it.
Thank you, Jake. Looks a bit namby to me.
Well, I've never had any complaints so far.
Hey, Lee, you could play something romantic on your violin for them when they come back tonight.
No need to bother. I've got it all worked out. Film, a light supper, and to round it all off, a moonlight stroll by the River Tap.
Have you discussed all this with Daisy's mother?
Yes. Is she coming with you tonight?
Coming from a celebrity family myself, I'm used to dealing with famous people.
God, if you were made out of chocolate, you'd lick yourself to death.
See you later.
Where are you off to?
I want to get that biology essay finished early today, or I won't have time to
practice my violin.
I don't think you practice at all. I think you just put on a cassette of Nigel Kennedy.
I wish you could understand how I feel when I play. It's such a good feeling.
You mean like hitting an ace?
No, different from that. More from inside. I can't explain. Tennis is physical. It's competitive. Music is more like expressing a mood.
I think you said that very well. But I don't understand a word of it.
Neither do I.
Come on, genius. Take me to that common room and explain photosynthesis to me.
Photosynthesis is a process in which energy of sunlight is used by green plants to build up complex substances from carbon dioxide and water.
Very impressive, Tash. Now put the book down and repeat what you just said.
You must be joking, in one ear and out the other, that's me.
Now, I wouldn't boast about it.
I'm fed up with all this studying. It's not natural. Saturday afternoon and look at us. We shouldn't be doing this, Gina. We should be planning to go out somewhere exciting tonight.
God, you're not droning on about Daisy and Jake, are you?
No, I'm not.
Good to hear it.
Do you have a boyfriend?
What's it to you?
I'm only asking. I wonder if Steffi Graf has one. Bet you Gabby Sabatini has thousands.
Look, if you're just going to witter on about everybody's sex life, then I'm off. I can't concentrate if you're going to keep on talking.
Sorry. I must say, I think she's rather nice.
Who are you going on about now?
Rosemary Kavanagh. Poor old Daisy, the look on her face when she had to tell us she was her mother.
Yeah. Funny, I've had a postcard of her since I was little. My auntie saw a play once and got it signed for me. And now we're about to have individual coaching from her. I just can't believe it.
You've obviously got a bit of a thing about her. I wouldn't let Daisy know if I were you.
Why?
She might tell her mother. Think how embarrassing that would be.
Well, leave it out, Tash.
Mind you, they don't seem to communicate much, do they? Daisy seemed to know nothing about her teaching here. In fact, she's never mentioned her family once. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, if she were my mum, I'd be telling everyone.
I'd be so proud.
This stupid machine. I can't really work Daisy out.
I know what you mean. Oh, buy us a Coke, would you?
Oh, look, I've just put double the money in to get this. I'm not subsidising you.
I'll pay you back.
All right.
There is something a bit distant about Daisy. I mean, she won't tell me anything about their date tonight.
Well, are you surprised? You put your snout everywhere.
Only interested.
Nosy, more like.
Has anyone seen my dictionary? Was by my bed this morning. It's not there now.
Sorry, Daisy, I borrowed it to do my biology prep. I should have asked you, but you weren't there.
Thief.
Have you nearly finished your essay?
Almost.
You wouldn't let me...
No.
Have a good talk with your mum, then?
She talked, I listened.
Don't you get on with her, then?
She's all right.
Does she coach you at home?
She used to, but not anymore.
Oh, why ever not? Think of all the stuff you could learn from her.
Well, she always wants everything her way.
Yeah, but she was a champion player.
There must be so
it's
much...
different for you. You're not her daughter.
Yeah, but she was great this morning. Really good teacher.
Look, you don't know her like I do. Now drop it, will you? I don't want to discuss it.
God, some people don't know when they're well off.
Gina, try and be a bit more sensitive. It's obvious that Daisy has a very difficult time with her mother, and I don't think we should pry about
it. And you can get stuff too.
Well, really?
Pass me my dictionary. I'm going back to the dorm to finish my essay. I need to get it done before my date tonight.
The cow. Where's my Coke?
Well, they surpassed themselves today. If anyone can identify what's on my fork, I'll give them 50p. Lee, I think you should take this to the biology lab and get it tested.
I'll tell you what, I'll post it to my dad. He's always looking for new recipes.
Are you kidding? He'll close his restaurant down if he serves up this rubbish.
Great chicken fricassee, my favourite. Shove up, Jake, and pass the pepper.
Here, have mine. I'm saving my palate for this evening's meal. I think I'll have a rare steak, au poivre.
Can you get steak au poivre at the burger bar?
Not only that, they bung in a glass of ties on a free party, huh?
What is this about steak au poivre?
Haven't you heard, Tash? It's the latest single from New Kids on the Block.
I haven't heard of it. When did it come out, then? Are you pigs? You see, I'm so trusting, I'll believe anything. Any tomato sauce?
Oh, what a horrible combination. Ketchup and chicken fricassee. Yuck.
You wait, Gina. One mouthful and you'll be pouring it on.
I saw them play recently.
Who?
The New Kids. Someone gave me a ticket when I was playing in the indoor under-16s in Birmingham. They're magic. Made up a bit for being knocked out in the second round.
Well, I saw the Stones last year at Wembley. My dad got tickets. It was a fantastic event.
You want your head examining, paying to see 50-year-old men making fools of themselves.
I didn't pay.
No, you wouldn't.
I saw Carlo Ponchetta play in Milan. We went round afterwards and queued for hours to get his autograph. He was so gorgeous.
Who?
Carlo Ponchetta. Don't tell me you haven't heard of him.
Tash, no one's heard of him. Have you heard of him, Daisy?
Who? Carlo Ponchetta.
Never heard of him.
I thought he played right back for Italy in the World Cup.
Oh, Tash wouldn't know anything about football.
How dare you, Will? I know who Gazza is. Wasn't it lovely when he cried in the semi-final? He looked so sweet. I really wanted to put my arms around him.
You want to put your arms around anyone, is sure.
Lee, excuse me, Lee. Could I have a word with you, please? Right now?
Ooh. Yes, of course.
We'll get you a pudding.
I've just checked the bus times, Daisy. There should be one at 6:30. Okay with you?
Fine. You two sure you don't want company tonight?
No, thank you.
I hope everything's all right with Lee. Hillary looked quite worried, didn't she?
This is what I know. I've just been speaking on the phone to your parents. It's about your sister.
Sue Lynn?
Apparently she was taken ill at home this morning. She was taken to hospital and is now quite comfortable. Your parents are with her. They stress that there is nothing you can do and they want you to stay here.
But is she...
I'm sure there's nothing for you to worry about.
But I thought she was getting better.
It seems they're not absolutely sure what her condition is now and they want to keep her in for observation.
Is she going to be all right?
Well, they're running some tests and she might be in for a few days. She's in the best possible hands. Rest assured, I'll let you know of any developments. Your parents...
I want to speak to them.
You can do that. They're phoning again this afternoon. You can speak to them from here in my office.
Thank you.
Lee, try not to worry too much. Keep yourself busy and I'm sure we'll have better news later.
I hope so.
So when's the draw for Bournemouth announced? It must be soon.
2 weeks' time. Why? Who are you trying to avoid?
Nobody. I'm feeling pretty confident right now.
I don't want to meet Kirsten Kennedy.
No, I wouldn't want to play her either. She's the size of a...
Watch it. Sexism.
It's hardly sexist. She'd beat O'Hara in straight sets.
Very funny. I don't want to come up against Matthew Johnson. He's winning everything right now. Are you all right, Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fine. He's just seen what we've got him for pudding.
What's the matter?
I don't want anything to eat, thanks.
Lee, what is it? You look awful.
It's my sister. She's gone into hospital.
Hospital? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Hilary was very cagey. I just hope they're not keeping anything from me.
He won't come out of his room. I've tried to talk to him, but he just wants to be alone.
He must be so worried. I remember my Aunt Phillida collapsed. She was rushed into hospital and died the next day.
For God's sake, don't tell Lee that.
As if I would. I hope I put it on the right cycle.
You didn't overload it, did you?
Hope not. Ooh, can I have a bite?
About time. Chuck us a basket. What's happened to these?
What?
All the whites have come out pink. Natasha?
Yes?
Whose red knickers are these?
They're mine. Oh dear, sorry.
What do you propose to do about this, Natasha?
I don't really know. I'm not really used to doing my
own washing. That's obvious.
What's happened?
Oh dear, very nasty.
Any ideas, Gina?
Well, put them in again under a cooler wash with some bleach. They'll be fine.
Thanks, Gina.
Next time, Tash, read the instructions first. Out of my way, I need to get to the dryer. Oh, how's Lee?
Not good.
Can't we do something to cheer him up?
What would you suggest? A Punch and Judy show?
Don't be silly. I was thinking more of a
I don't
party.
Think he wants cheering up. He just wants to hear news.
I've got it. A picnic. No, better still, a midnight feast. It'd be brilliant.
Well, that's really going to help, Lee. What have you been reading? Enid Blyton?
Well, he might want to come. We'll have a good time anyway.
Where could we have it?
Well, it's obvious. The river.
What are you going to do about food?
Well, read the fridge. I've got some cans in my room. I'll bring them along. Of course, we'll need some music. You've got speakers, haven't you, Gina?
Yes, your Walkman's definitely the best.
No, you're not using that. It might get damaged in the dark.
It's all right. It's a full moon tonight. Oh!
I don't care. You're still not having it.
Oh, don't be so wet.
What time are we meeting up, then?
11 o'clock, by the greenhouses.
You try and persuade Lee, Will. He might listen to you.
I doubt it, but I'll have a go. What do you say, Gina? Are you coming?
Oh, all right. But if anything happens to my Walkman...
See? We can have just as much fun as Jake and Daisy. In fact, we could give them a real surprise, couldn't we?
You're so juvenile, Natasha. I'm not leaping out on anybody.
Oh, are you going to do a bit of ironing, Gina?
Don't even think of asking me.
Hello. I'm looking for Daisy. Any sign of her?
She's, in the dorm. Shall I get her for you?
No, that's all right. I want a little private word.
My grandmother saw you play in Eastbourne.
Did she? How lovely. Excuse me.
What did I say? Oh, you idiot! It made her sound like she was 90.
And you a diplomat's daughter. Right. Here's the bleach. Here's the washing. It's over to you.
What do you mean?
You're not leaving here till my washing's restored to its former glory. Then, and only then, can you turn your mind to the party tonight.
Yes?
Hello, darling. Can I come in?
Of course. You'll have to ignore the mess.
Well, I like your room. Very colourful. Now, who is that young man?
Tom Cruise. Natasha put it up. She's man crazy.
I can see why. Can I sit down, darling?
You don't have to ask, Mum. Sit where you like.
You look very busy.
It's all homework. Still, I think I'll finish for today. There's only so much my brain can take. How come you're still here? I thought you weren't due back till the middle of next week.
That's right.
So?
I thought I'd take you out tonight for a slap-up meal.
Ah.
I've been thinking about what you said, my not being there when you wanted to talk to me. So tonight, it's going to be just you and me.
Well, the thing is, Mum, I mean, it's very nice of you. It's just that...
Not at all. So, where shall we go?
Well, I can't.
I can't? Why ever not?
Sorry.
Are we interrupting anything?
No. I was just explaining to Mum why I can't come out with her tonight.
Oh, so you've told her about your date with...
The two of you. And what we're going to do this evening.
What?
It was all Gina's idea. She's full of good ideas.
Is she? So tell me, what is it then?
It's Natasha's auntie.
My what?
Your aunt, the one that dropped down dead.
Oh, Aunt Phillida. Mm. Yes, that was so sad. Not that I knew her. In fact, she wasn't my real aunt.
One of the lads has a Ouija board, and he's going to lend us it so that we can...
Try and contact her. Mm. It was very tragic because she was so young and beautiful. Mm. I'm supposed to take after her.
But you said she wasn't a real aunt.
Did I? Well, I think she was once removed.
It's just a bit of fun.
I'm not sure I like the sound of this, trying to contact the dead.
We're going to try Elvis, John Lennon, Marilyn Monroe...
Give it a rest, Tash. We won't go as far as that, Mrs. Kavanagh.
Ignore her. She's got a vivid imagination. Look, another time maybe, Mum.
It will have to be, I suppose. I wouldn't dream of standing in the way of you and this Aunt Phillida. Suppose I'd better be off.
Is there anyone you want to send your love to in the spirit world?
Tash. Aunt Tash.
Are you joking?
I'm glad to hear it. I'll see you girls next week.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, Gina, that was sheer inspiration. A Ouija board.
Not bad, till Madam here almost blew it.
If it wasn't for my Aunt Phillida, you would have been well and truly stuck.
I do think Elvis and Marilyn was pushing it a bit, though.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of colour.
You're a head case, you are.
So, Daisy, your mum will remain in blissful ignorance about your date.
Thank goodness for that. Thanks, girls.
What are friends for? Of course, there is a tiny way you could show your appreciation.
Oh, yes.
That essay I was having a little trouble with. If I could just have a look at yours.
What do you think, Gina? Tell you what, Tash, why don't you get a Ouija board, contact your auntie and see if she can help.
Oh.
Are you kidding? This is one of my all-time favourites.
You mean you don't mind missing out on Patrick Swayze?
No! I'd much rather see Bambi than Ghost any day. I love the bit where he tries to skate on
the
frozen
plot. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Bambi?
No.
Well, Jake Fraser, you are in for a treat.
Demi Moore would have been my treat.
Can I have some Maltesers? Thanks.
I love the adverts.
Driven, demented, by dress. For all your plumbing requirements,
go to Thumb. Oh, God. We've been a family business for 3 years. He looks like an escaped
convict. Wouldn't let him in my house.
Me neither. Tom Thumb. And I'm here.
What did your mother say about us going out tonight?
I haven't told her.
Why not? Would she object?
No. I just don't want her to know my business.
Quite right. Parents should be kept at arm's length. Does it bother you, her teaching here?
A bit. At least she's only part-time.
Daisy, I'm really glad you came out with me tonight.
So am I.
Can I have Ward B9, please? Hello. Is it possible to speak to Mrs. Pan Huang? Thank you. Hello, Mum. How is she? Ho. Yao ma jie xiu sek? Haim hai ho, ngai him. Hola. Ngô de ma mang keng?
Here, Jake. Have my hanky.
Thank you. You might have warned me it was going to be that traumatic. When Bambi's mother got shot...
Oh, I know. It's awful.
I've gone right off the idea of having fillet steak.
Well, you could always have vegetarian, like me.
I expect I'll rally round by the time we get to the restaurant.
I'm starving.
What's that on your cheek?
What? Where?
There.
I think I like what's on my cheek.
Me too.
Will, come back. Oh, where's he gone? Gina, can you see him?
No, I can hear him.
Fancy abandoning us.
Well, this is hardly the Gobi Desert.
Well, my feet are soaking.
Well, you should have worn trainers then, not espadrilles.
I didn't know it was going to be an outward bound course, did I?
Oh, there he is, just ahead. You see his torch?
Oh, thank God.
I found the perfect spot. Follow me.
I hope it's not much further.
Come on, stop whinging.
What's that?
It's an owl, Dumbo.
How do you know?
Because it went to Itawu, okay?
Ow!
Blooming branch.
Isn't this great? Nice flat bit here. Stars shining, moonlight. Where's the blanket then?
Ah.
Tash, it's the only thing you had to remember.
Well, I bought some cider instead.
We can't sit on that, can we?
Well, if we empty the carrier bags, we can sit on them. Let's see what we've got. Now, there's homemade cake, biscuits, apples, rolls. What's this? My treat. Have you ever had quail's eggs?
No, but I've heard about them.
They are delicious. Wait and see.
Where's the tin opener, then?
What?
Well, how are you going to open it?
I thought Will would have a Swiss Army knife.
No.
Ah, no quail's eggs, then.
Never mind. I'll get the music on.
Did you talk to Lee? Will he come, do you think?
He's got to make a phone call. I wonder how deep the river is. It's quite fast flowing in the centre.
Well, Will, don't frighten them. They were having a little sleep.
Where's the drink, then?
Here.
Oh, it's a bit sweet.
Pass it over. This isn't cider. It's pomane or something.
Oh, I thought it was cider. It's quite nice out here, isn't it?
I wish we had a boat. I used to go out night fishing with my Uncle Eric. You shine a torch onto the water and the fish come up to it.
Isn't that illegal?
Ah, get a grip. Everyone does it.
Can you hear something?
Whoa.
There it is again. Switch the music off.
Oh, my God, it's an animal.
Be quiet, Dash. It could be the ghost of Tapley Hall.
Oh, stop it, Will. What is it?
Whatever is it? It's coming this way.
Will, do something.
I am the ghost of Tapley Hall.
Ach, Lee, you pillock.
I'm sorry, couldn't resist it.
You.
I've heard some good news.
About your sister?
Yes. I've spoken to the family, and they say she's much better.
Do they know what it is yet?
Well, it's some form of anemia, but not as serious as they thought, and they can treat it easily.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Here, have a drink and a sausage roll.
What else have you got?
You don't happen to have a tin opener, do you? Jake, don't do that, please.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't like it.
Come here.
Jake, please.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I think we should head back now.
Why? We're having a good time, aren't we?
Oh, yes, it's been lovely. I just think we should...
Relax, Daisy. You've gone all tense on me.
No, Jake, I want to go in now.
Oh, I see. You're a tease. You lead me on and then you
No,
just...
I'm not. I just don't like being mauled.
You weren't objecting earlier.
Well, I am now. Look, it's late.
Go on, then.
Well, aren't you coming?
No, I'm going for a walk.
Oh, don't be like this, Jake. Don't spoil it.
It's you who's spoiling it.
Why? Come on, why am I spoiling it? What do you want me to do? It's our first date.
So?
So how far do you expect me to go?
I thought you were enjoying yourself.
Well, I was up till now.
Oh, well, if that's how you feel.
Oh, don't be so spoilt.
You know, Daisy, you could get yourself into real trouble one of these days.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Jake! Jake! Oh, no.
What's this? Gather around the campfire. You'll be singing Ying Gang Gooly next.
Had a nice time, Jake.
Where's Daisy?
She's gone to bed. She got very tired.
Worn her out, have you, Jake?
That's right. But I'm not tired. What are you all doing here?
We've been having the most fantastic time.
I wouldn't go that far, Tash.
So Bambi was a big hit, was it?
It was all right. Kids' film, isn't it?
Gina told us a wonderful horror story. Really creepy.
Oh, you just scare easy, Lee.
What time is it?
12:10.
I'd better be getting back. I want to phone early tomorrow.
I'll come with you, Lee.
Shall we start packing up, then?
What for?
Well, we're not going to leave all this rubbish here. You won't be voting green, will you?
I'll take the empty bottles. Hand me that bag, would you?
Okay, very funny. Where's it gone?
What?
My Walkman. The speakers are here and the cassettes. Come on, you lot, hand it over.
Where was it?
It was here with the speakers.
Well, it can't be that far.
Look, I know someone's got it. Come on, this isn't funny.
I've not got it. Have you, Lee?
No.
Tash?
No, of course not.
Look, it must be on the ground somewhere. Everyone, look.
Oh, come on.
Can't see anywhere.
Oh, come on, this is ridiculous. We'll never find it in the dark. You can come back and look in daylight.
Listen, Jake Fraser, losing something like that may not mean much to you, but it cost a lot of money, and I can't afford to lose it.
Who remembered seeing it last?
Well, Will was the last one to turn the tape over. What did you do with it then?
Nothing.
Well, perhaps you put it in your pocket by mistake.
I didn't.
Well, let's check.
Okay, in that case, everyone empty your pockets. Let's clear this up once and for all.
I can see something glinting over here. Perhaps he got kicked and... Ah!
Tash! What? You okay? Oh, my gosh, she's in the river!
Felicia, can't
see her! I don't know, Tash, hang on!
Someone do something!
In episode 3 of 15 Love, you heard Sue Broomfield as Daisy, Lisa Coleman as Gina, and Caroline Harker as Natasha. Ian Arthur was Will, Paul Courtney Hugh, Lee, and Matthew Sim, Jake. Jane Booker played Rosemary Kavanagh, and Christine Absalom, Hillary. 15 Love was written by Gillian Bevan, Helen Kluger, and Tessa Peake Jones. The director was Sally Abrams.